c'est le Night Rider du Chad Daniels Band qui est l'actuel fil rouge de Dixie Rock. Le Chad Daniels Band n'aura jamais signé avec le label Capricorn, pourtant sa grande époque a été produite par Paul Hornsby, le producteur du label, et les albums ont été enregistrés dans les locaux de Capricorn. C'est le cas de Night Rider. Nous allons écouter aujourd'hui Willie Jones.
Jones was a man I met when I lived in Baltimore. I was a guard and he was doing time. In the 3 long years I stayed there, I got to know him well. Willie Jones was a friend of mine. He used to say, "Buddy, you know where I'm going when they let me out of here. Alabama could be heaven if the Lord was there." And he talked about the Southland, and though he drifted from its shores, I never seen a man who loved it more. Talked about the whippoorwills in the Alabama night, honeysuckle vine and sugar cane, swimming holes and fishing poles in early morning frost, sleeping under a tin roof when it rained. Talk about a country road and a cabin in the pines, and a girl with wavy long chestnut brown hair. Talked about the beauty of his Blue Ridge Mountain home, damn near made me think that I was there. Buddy, you know where I'm going when they let me out of here. Alabama could be heaven if the Lord was there. When a man ain't got no freedom, time sure passes slow. Woody Jones had 10 long years to go. It's been almost a year now since that hot night in July. Willie hit the guard and jumped the fence. Had my rifle ready, but I couldn't let it fly. I shot over his head and we ain't seen him since. Then last week the postman brought a letter to my door, marked no return address and no reply. Just said, nobody north of Birmingham's gonna see this boy again, but if you're ever down our way, won't you please drop by. Buddy, you know where I'm going when they let me out of here. Alabama could be heaven if the Lord was there. And he talked about the Southland, and though he drifted from its shores, I never seen a man who loved it more.
Whiskey, drama queen, bad wish machine, yeah. You ride on my thunder, and I hear these rumors flying, falling down lies, falling harder, fall down from a blackened eye, and take the high road rolling. Ooh, yeah. I ain't got no extra time on my hands for your cheap trick news, no. Rolling, 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 I'm a thrill-seek bulldozer, baby. I know who I am. Rolling, 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 I'm a thrill-seek bulldozer, baby. I ain't wasting time, I take the high road rolling. Trick news, no. Wow. baby. Rolling. Sick bulldozer, baby.
Voilà, ce morceau qui rock bien s'intitule Rollin, et c'est un morceau qui n'est pas encore sorti puisque ça sera sur le prochain Swamp Da Wamp. On continue avec J-Boy Adams et Zenobia. On va écouter un nouvel extrait de How Long How Long, cet excellent album qui les réunit tous les deux. Voici une reprise de Hound Dog.
Told me you was high class, but I can see through that. You told me you was high class, baby, but I can see through that. And baby, I know you ain't no smooth cat. So blue, you make me weep and moan. You make me feel so blue, baby. You make me weep and moan. You're not looking for a woman, you're just looking for a bone, yeah. You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping round my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Let's go for a walk.
Thank you.
Every Time You Leave, extrait de I Believe in Your Lovin' de Sweet Pain. Les Tchèques réalisent avec ce disque un des plus beaux disques du rock sudiste européen. Je vous propose maintenant de continuer avec le groupe qui pour beaucoup résume ce qu'est le rock sudiste, c'est Lynyrd Skynyrd. On va les écouter avec I've Been Your Fool, leur second single, qui n'est paru après en CD que sur la compilation Best of the Rest.
We'll be right back.
C'était Diving Ducks, un groupe scandinave qui a été actif principalement entre 1988 et 1995. On s'est écouté Made in a Hurry, c'est sur une anthologie consacrée à ce groupe qui s'intitule Both Ends Burning. Et on va continuer dans un style tout à fait différent avec Blue Jug qui avait sorti deux albums non titrés. On va écouter le deuxième de 1978 avec un morceau qui s'intitule Shotgun Rider. Modern Medicine en 1983 fut une cruelle déception. L'album faisait suite à Doc Holliday Writes Again, chef-d'œuvre du rock sudiste, alors que cet album tournait le dos à ce style. Plus de 30 ans après, si on ne compare pas avec le Writes Again, et si on ne s'attend pas à écouter du rock sudiste, on trouve sur l'album deux ou trois morceaux fort agréables comme ce No Relation to Love. Salut! Too much lately.
haven't seen one.